Brandon Mueller files this report on Tuesday's Texas primary results. Across Texas, millions of people, about 1.5 million Republicans and 1 million Democrats, voted in Tuesday's primary election, which was watched nationally because it was the first primary leading up to November's midterm. During the midterm elections, every seat in the U.S. House of Representatives is up for election, and in Texas, that's 36 seats. It's called a midterm election because it marks 2 years after the election of the president, and it oftentimes serves as an electorate progress report on how the government is doing. Also in November, half of the U.S. Senate is up for election, and in Texas, that's the seat held by Republican incumbent Ted Cruz. Tuesday confirmed the suspicions of political observers who saw El Paso Congressman Beto O'Rourke win handily the nomination of the Democratic Party, his first step in challenging Ted Cruz in November. But an article in the Texas Observer this week noted that O'Rourke won only 61% of the Democratic primary votes. This was despite his political experience, punk rock popularity, and national attention. Almost a quarter of the voters chose Houstonian Sema Hernandez, who didn't raise as much money but was very vocal in the election and who O'Rourke refused to even debate. And when compared to Cruz, O'Rourke received less than half the votes that Cruz received statewide. Cruz was reapproved by Republican voters and captured 85% of the votes in a five-way race. In other big race news across the state, Governor Greg Abbott aced his primary bid with 90% of the Republican primary votes. Meanwhile, the Democrats will have to head back to the polls in May to determine a runoff between Lupe Valdez, a former Dallas County sheriff, an openly lesbian woman, and Andrew White, a Houston businessman and son of former Governor Mark White. White easily won the vote in the greater Houston metropolitan area, while Valdez dominated just about everywhere else, including Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and El Paso. Perhaps one of the closest races to watch in November, if the primary election is any indication, will be the race for lieutenant governor. In the Republican corner is the former bar owner and broadcaster and Republican incumbent Dan Patrick, who beat his primary opponent, Scott Milder, by winning 76% of the vote, less than a stellar showing when compared with the popularity of Cruz and Abbott. In the Democratic corner is Houston Energy Executive Mike Collier, who squeaked ahead of other Democratic primary contender Michael Cooper with 52.4% of the vote on Tuesday. If you look at the numbers of Democrats who voted in the lieutenant governor race on Tuesday and add that to the number of Republicans who voted against Dan Patrick in the Republican primary, you get a number that is higher than the votes Dan Patrick received. What makes it even more interesting is that large groups of educators are organizing traditional Republican voting teachers to hold their noses and vote against Patrick in November, citing the controversial choices he's made in the legislature concerning public education and their retirement pensions. Also, Scott Milder, the Republican who ran against him in the primary, well, just yesterday he came out and endorsed Dan Patrick's Democratic opponent. For Brandon Mueller, this is Steve Gallington with the People's News.